Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. If you're listening to this on shortwave, if you have access to the internet, can go to the godschool.com and hear over 900 messages teaching the Word of God and showing off God and His control and His power and His faithfulness. And if that has any interest to you, I recommend that you access the godschool.com. Today, I want to do some reading from both the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel, that is, the God spiel, that is, what God is speaking to those of you to whom God has graced with ears to hear, eyes to see and perceive, that you might understand the will and promise of God. You know, so many. Just pick a verse here and a verse there and make all kinds of doctrine out of it. We're going to get to that word doctrine in just a few minutes. Hang in here with me. Now, in the third chapter of Mark, Jesus performs many miracles, that is, healings. There's more to miracles than just healings, but performs many miracles. Mark is probably the most chronological of the four Gospels. Mark got most of his teaching from the Apostle Peter. And after Jesus called the 12 disciples or apostles. Let's just read that for a moment. It says, "And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, to have power to heal sickness and cast out devils, and Simon he surnamed Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, he surnamed Boanerges, which is sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus." Now, neither of those James is the author of the Epistle of James, just for your edification, and Thaddeus and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into an house. I have a note here in my Bible that, you know, Judas was with Jesus for 3.5 years and still betrayed him. That's one to think on. "And the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. They didn't even have room to sit at the table and eat. And the King James says in the 21st verse, and when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him. For they said, he is beside himself. This word being translated in the King James friends, the word in the Greek is para, and that means belonging to him. That is, having some kind of relationship. There's a note in the King James Bible which says, or kinsman. Listen to that. His own family. And when his own family heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him. For they said, he's beside himself. And the scribes, which came down from Jerusalem, said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils cast he out devils. You know who these guys are? These are the guys that knew the word of God, that taught the word of God. And they said, he has Beelzebub. Beelzebub's the prince of hell, by the way. And he called unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. Put that in our current times. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that cannot stand. Oh, that God would bring those who belong to him together. That's my prayer. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil the house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said, he, that is Jesus, has an unclean spirit. There came then his brethren and his mother standing without, interesting word, listen, and sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for you. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother and my brethren? And he looked round about them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Hang on to that thought for a bit. Now, that is the pretext and context for Jesus, beginning in the fourth chapter, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was a multitude gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat at the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them things by parables. And he said unto them, in King James says, in his doctrine, no, in his teaching. In his teaching, not the doctrines of congregations, the teachings of Jesus. And then he proceeds to give the parable of the sower and the seed. And the ninth verse says, and he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him, not without, but about him, with the 12, asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? And he goes on to give the explanation that they might see and perceive and hear and understand. And this is all predicated on the 11th verse of the fourth chapter of Mark, wherein he said unto them, unto you it is given. This is not a natural trait. This word given is diotetai. It is in the middle voice. It speaks of the one who is the giver, and it tells us that the giver is doing it for himself. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, these things are done in parables. Now, Jesus, when he's notified that his mother and brothers are outside, are without seeking him, he looked around and he answered them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. What is that will of God. If we go to the 6th chapter of John, we can find a group. It says in the 25th verse of John 6, they were looking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, how'd you get here? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. There's more to life than flesh and blood. Jesus said, Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. They said unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye, King James, I don't know how many times I've said it, they ruin the translation because they say, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. No, the word is pisteos. In this case, pistente. Faith, a verb, faith on him, an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence that you might faith on him, that is Jesus, whom God has sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign show us then, that we may see and faith thee? And what dost thou work? We, Paul tells us, live by faith and not by sight. And Jesus goes on to say, Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. You know, feed us, Jesus, feed us. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he, that is Jesus, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. The word is to be present with, as to arrive, as from a journey. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth, faitheth on me, shall never thirst. But I said unto you, ye also have seen me, and faith not. All that the Father giveth me, shall come unto me. and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Don't let circumstance hinder. Don't let doubt hinder your faith, your confidence in Jesus Christ and in God the Father. Don't let it happen. Hang in there. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him, that is of God, that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and faitheth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And the Jews then murmured at him. Those of you faithful ones who for these many years have not only heard the teaching from the God School, but have participated in the God School and let me, your pastor, hear from you in that comment section at the God School. God has, unto you it is given to know the mystery of God, and we lead all this up when Jesus is speaking about the will of the Father that sent him. The promise is, he will raise us up at the last day. Faith is hard, folks. God, in his exercise of loving kindness, of judgment, and of righteousness, that is, covenant keeping, does enter into our lives showing us his faithfulness through many trials, many tribulations, many tests. But those tests and trials and tribulations come that Spirit of God that Jesus promised may remind us of his words, of his faithfulness, that as we go through these trials and tests and tribulations and valleys of weeping, that there is in us that Spirit that God has promised to those who faith on him. But of some of these promises, we may have to wait till the last day when Jesus will raise us up. Romans tells us that he who raised up Jesus Christ, that is God the Father, shall also raise us up again with him. The first night at the God School, the very first message that was brought to those who were in attendance was, I'm not here to tell you how to have a better life down here. For Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but I'm here to tell you how to gain everlasting life, and that is to come to and faith on Jesus Christ and on God the Father, because in that participation, you are doing the will of God. And Hebrews 6 tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And our daily grabbing hold of God's promises and acting thereon as though they are more real than anything that we might see, feel, or confront in this life are more real. And that we should trust in the name of the Lord, and we should stay. That is, put our focus upon our God and Father. We have that permission to call the Lord of hosts, who's in control of everything, animate and inanimate objects. We have that permission. We have that right through faith to call him our Father, and to call Jesus our brother. It's not natural, folks. It's supernatural. It is not only the will of God, but the act of God that gives us this understanding. If you don't understand, don't worry about it. Go and have a good time in this life. But those who do, hang in there. God is faithful and will do what he said he will do. And that's the God School for today.